my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So it is Pentecost. Some people call it the birthday of the church, and as I said with the kids, on a birthday you usually get gifts. And we get the gift of the Holy Spirit. But have you ever gotten a gift and you really didn't know what it was? One of my favorite gift-giving experiences from when our boys were young, one of them got a gift and he opened it up and he was so excited. And he said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's what I always wanted." And then he looked at it and he said, "What is it?" No idea what it was. And have you ever had that happen? You open something, you're like, is it a coffee grinder or a pencil sharpener? What is it? And what was the person thinking giving it to me? This happens to us sometimes. We get these things, we don't know what to do with them. And I sometimes think the Holy Spirit is like that. We talk about the Holy Spirit in the church, the coming of the Spirit. We talk about wind and fire and doves. We say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But do we really think about what the Holy Spirit is? There are people who talk about it in lots of different ways. Some people talk about it like a power. And if you watched the royal wedding yesterday, you saw Bishop Michael Curry, the Episcopal bishop from the United States, who is a powerful speaker, and he brought the power of the Holy Spirit into that cathedral when he talked about the power of love. I think power is an okay way to talk about the Holy Spirit, but it's not the full picture. Some people also talk about it like an energy that moves things, that gets things going. That can be a way to talk about the Holy Spirit, too. But the more I read about it, the more I think if we just say power and we just say energy, those two things on their own aren't enough. And I'm more and more convinced that what the Holy Spirit's gift to us is what Tom Long says. He says that the gift of the Holy Spirit is the ability to bring the Word of God into the world. The ability to bring love and peace and joy and hope into a world that too often feels anything but that. That is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The power and energy, yes, but to bring the Word of God. If you look at our readings for today, that's what these readings are about. The people at this first Pentecost were all spread out and there were tongues of flames and they were all speaking in different languages. They were telling about God in different languages, and yet everyone could understand one another. This is, in many ways, an undoing of that story of Babel from the Old Testament, in which the people all spoke the same language and they tried to build a tower to God, and they were becoming more powerful or trying to be more powerful or as powerful as God, and so God separated them and their languages. But here they are brought back together, and they speak the Word of God, and they hear and they understand one another. Now, we might speak the same language even, but how often do we speak and hear and yet still fail to understand one another? The gift of the Holy Spirit is that we might speak so people can hear and that we might listen so that we can understand. What a gift the Holy Spirit gives. And then the Holy Spirit also gives this gift to the people to react in a different way than the world might. The people around those first disciples, first of all, thought they were all drunk. And then, second of all, it says there were those who sneered at them. Right? They sneered at them. They didn't like what they were doing. But notice Peter's reaction in this story. Filled with the Holy Spirit, he does not sneer back. Instead, he tells of the love of God and shares the stories of Jesus that he knows. He could have sneered back. He could have reacted in a very different way. But what the Holy Spirit does is give us the gift to act in love, even when others may be sneering. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit, a different word than the world gives, and the power to share that word. It is not easy to do that. If you are like me, too often words come from places of fear or anger or just being anxious about something, defensiveness. And we need someone by our side to help us have different words, don't we? And this is what the Holy Spirit offers. The word for Holy Spirit in Greek, in John, is paraclete. Paraclete. Some people translate that word as comforter or advocate, but what it literally means is one who stands by your side. I need that. I need the Holy Spirit standing by my side, showing me what to do, whispering in my ear, helping me along and holding my hand. I was at a gym class the other day, and we were doing a new move, and we were facing the wall, and so the instructor is saying what to do, and I had no clue what she was talking about. I couldn't get it until she came and stood by my side and showed me exactly what to do. This is what the Holy Spirit offers us. That God by our side, that when we can recognize it and know it, will fill us with the words that we need to change the world. Will also sometimes give us a little kick in the tootie, right? Because that's what someone who's by your side also does. When you act out in ways that are maybe not loving, not peaceful, not hopeful, there's that little nudge that says, maybe not your best moment. Maybe we should rethink how you're reacting to this. That is also a gift of the Holy Spirit. It might make us uncomfortable, but it is a gift to help change the world. That person, that being, that thing, that presence that stands next to us is God, is the Holy Spirit. And we were promised it will never go. And when we can learn to speak the words that the Holy Spirit puts into us, the world will change. There's a great story told by Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Some of you may know her. She did the stages of grief, and she did a lot of research on death and dying. And she tells a story about being in a hospital. And in this hospital, she would go from room to room checking on the different dying patients. And she said she noticed that in this one area of the hospital, these patients were just so peaceful. And she was trying to figure out what was going on. And she finally tracked it down. There was a certain orderly who would come into those rooms and would clean the rooms. And so she tracked down the orderly. And when she did, of course, the orderly thought she was in trouble for something, right? I didn't do anything because Dr. Kubler-Ross said, well, what have you been saying to these people? And she said, no, I'm not doing anything. And she said, no, whatever you're doing, these people are so calm and so peaceful. And she said this. She said that she would just go in there and she would tell them that she was there and that God was with them. She said she told them that she had had two of her babies die on her lap. And through all of that, God never abandoned her. And then she would tell them, you are not alone. God is with you, and you do not need to be afraid. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. A word of hope in a room with a dying person. A word of peace in a world that too often only hears words of war and disagreement. And a person brave enough to walk into that room and tell her own story of how God was with her to help someone else. That is the gift of the Holy Spirit. We pray that gift on babies when they're baptized. And today, we pray it on these five beautiful people sitting in our front row. again for your gift of the Holy Spirit. And what I want you to know is this. Being a Christian and believing in God and having faith doesn't mean nothing bad will happen to you. Some people will tell you that. Nothing bad will happen to you if you just have enough faith. That's not right. Bad things happen to faithful people. But here's what God does promise you. When you go through hard things, you will never, ever be alone. Because the Holy Spirit will always go with you. In my hard times, and you can ask people in this room, when hard things happen, God never leaves you. The Holy Spirit will always be by your side. And the people in this room who are a church will love you and hold you and pray for you. And that's what the work of the Holy Spirit is. That is a gift. I pray that for all of you, that you would remember it. And for all the rest of us who are sitting here today, that gift has been given to all of us. To know that God does not leave us, that the Holy Spirit stays right beside us, that we are never, ever alone. You know, that Holy Spirit is sometimes talked about as a breath. In Genesis, it's the breath that went over the waters in creation. And so we can talk about the Holy Spirit too as a breath, the breath of God that we breathe in only to breathe out again in love. And as we breathe out the love of God, maybe, just maybe, we can dispel a little bit of the evil and a little bit of the harm and a little bit of the hard things that are in this world. You have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can also help people not to be alone. I was once taught that it's not nice not to use a gift that someone gave you. Maybe that's especially here true when it is a gift from God. You've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, as a community, let's use it, both to hold one another up and to remind the world of the goodness and grace and love that Jesus brings. We are never alone, and neither is anyone else. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is that we can share that word.